Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a psachim daf involved in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting daf Mehem with base in the two dots, five lines to the bottom. It says the Gemara, Shloisha Dvorim Olo Hillel Mibofel. We just mentioned the Hillel Zoken came to Eretz Yisrael and became the Nasi. It says the Gemara, there was three things that made Hillel come from Bovel. Three drushas that he wanted to verify if these drushas are correct. The first drusha is, it says in the Pasuk, regarding Mitzrayim, it says, Tarhu v'tiharoi ha-kohen. So the Gemara dashens, Tarhu yichol yipotu v'yelechloi. If a person looks at its saras and he sees they become star, can he just walk away? Tomud loima v'tiharoi ha-kohen, he needs the kohen to be metaret. If v'tiharoi ha-kohen, yichol yimamar ha-kohen al tome tor yietor. What happens if the kohen made a mistake? The Kohen looks at Saras and he says it is Torah, but the truth is it's not. So does the Kohen can make a Torah even though it's not? Tomud Loima Torah Hu V'Tiyaru HaKohen. You have to have both. It needs to be Torah itself. You need to have the Kohen to say that it's Torah. And only then the Mitzvah becomes Torah. Kedudas Degmar Daf Mibovel Mudalef on top. Al Zeh Olo Hilo Mibovel. That's why Hilo came from Bovel to verify these drushes. The next drusha is Kotsuvei Chadoi Mer V'Zavachto Pesach L'Hashem L'Kecho Tzoynu Boker. You can bring for Pesach tzoyin and boker, which means tzoyin is the small animals and boker is the large animals. You can take it only from sheep and goats, means the small animals only. Haketzat tzoyin lePesach. For Pesach, you can take tzoyin, the small animals. For tzoyin uboker lechagigo, the korban chagigo that comes with the Pesach, there you can bring tzoyin and boker. Another drasha. One pasuk says you eat matzah for 6 days. Because of echadoyim shivas yomi matzos tichelu, you eat matzah for 7 days. Haketzat shisha min achadosh v'shiva min ayoshon. Meaning you cannot bring the korban oimer until the second day of Pesach. So you can't start eating chadosh until the second day. So 6 days you eat from the new tevuah, from the new grain of this year, and for 7 days you can eat the old grain. So the one v'dorash, that was the drasha of Hillel. His scheme was what he did, what he said. The drasha was muskam la'halacha, ve'olo ve'kibul la'halacha. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, he verified that that's the halacha. Now, says Reb Chaim, we have a sentence that we had in the previous daf that we skipped that belongs over here. And what's the sentence? Kach im hayeh asheretz biyodoy shalodom. Person is holding asheretz. Afilu tovil b'mei ha-shiloyach or b'mei bereshis. Even if he goes into mei ha-shiloyach, which was the river next to Yerushalayim, was an important river, or he goes to mei bereshis, any river that was there from the time he may be righteous, ain lo taru alom. He doesn't have a ta. He's not going to become taru while he's holding on to the sheretz. Hishlichu miyado miyado taru. Once he threw away the sheretz from his hand, then he becomes taru. This is also something that Hillel darshened, and that was a fourth drasha of Hillel. Says the Gemara, michui krovol, the cleaning of the intestines of the carbon. So you take or you remove the waste from it. It says in the pasuk, everything we do is for kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why you need to clean the kravayim before you take it out? Because you don't want to take out pieces of the meat and put it on the mizbeach, pieces of the fat that has to go on the mizbeach, from a zevach menuvel, from a dirty zevach. It's not kavod klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could use the Gemara to bring a similar drasha. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, if shito doiches haShabbos, skinning off the korban Pesach is doiches haShabbos, you can completely remove the skin on Shabbos. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Menosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko, Oimer, b'Shabbos haya mafshit es haChoze. He says you cannot completely remove the skin from the animal, but only until the Choze, only until the chest. My time, Rabbi Shmuel, what's the reason, Rabbi Shmuel? If you take it out and the animal still has skin on it, even only partially, it's still from a nuvel, it's still which is disgraceful. It's not covered klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Rabbi Shmuel ben Shabbich b'Breicha that argues, it says you don't completely skin off the behemoth. What is he going to say? After he removes the fat, he turns away the animal. It doesn't look like he took away the fat from there. So after the taking it out, it's going to look okay. Similarly, according to Shmuel ben Shabbich b'Breicha, that's good enough to keep it in a way which is mechubad, and that's what you could do. That's why in Shabbos you're not allowed to skin it completely. Says the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, for Rabbi Shmuel ben Shabbich b'Breicha, Amr Dovei Echot. Meaning Rabbi Shmuel ben Shabbich b'Breicha that we just quoted, he goes like Rabbi Shmuel in Maseches Menachos. What happened in Maseches Menachos? What it says over there? K'mod Rabbi Shmuel Amar Muvchar Doiche, Ein Muvchar Min Muvchar Doiche. Rabbi Shmuel there in Maseches Menachos says that when they brought the Omer on a regular day, they brought five Sein. Even though the Omer was a very small amount, it was only a Sorin, but you brought five Sein of flour, and you sift through it until you got to the finest flour that will be for the Omer. That was on a weekday. On Shabbos, they didn't bring five Sein, they brought only three Sein. Why is that so? Because on Shabbos, I'm doing Mufchor, I'm trying to do the better way, trying to sift it and make it fine. But I'm Mufchor min Mufchor. I'm not overdoing it on Shabbos, not to do Chilul Shabbos, Letzorech Gavoya, if I don't need to. I do it to a certain extent, but not more than that. So the Gemara says, Shmuel no Shabbich break over here, says the same idea. That though putting the fat in the Mizbech is Mutter, but to completely skin the animal, that's really called Mufchor min Mufchor, and that you cannot do. That's what Gemara says. Kara b'shmol m'noi shabrich b'boiko oimer, mufchor doiche, eina mufchor mina mufchor doiche. And Rabbi Shmuel himself, by us, says that you could skin it completely. So Reb Chaim says, Rabbi Shmuel here thinks that's not called mufchor mina mufchor, it's called mufchor. To have any skin on the animal, it's part of being mufchor. Rabbi Shmuel m'noi shabrich b'boiko hold, that's already an extensive thing that you don't have to do, it's called mufchor mina mufchor. Says the Gemara in Tema Mufchor or Ikrenu v'Yotzei Muruv. So the Gemara, that doesn't make sense to come in the friendship between skinning the entire animal or skinning only half of it. Rishon Moshe Abrecha Bereka said you could skin the animal until it's chazeh. Why does he say don't skin it at all? Just take the Imurim out of the animal without skinning it at all. So to say that he holds like Rishon doesn't really work. On my basis, but Abayin lo yaster like Abshimin. It goes like Abshimin Shito. Titania, as we learned, Hagoyer, someone who scrapes wood. HaKoydeach, who drills in the wood, HaKoytzis, who cuts wood, Kol Shuhu, B'Shabbos Chayav. Even though he did a small amount, he's Chayav on Shabbos. Continues the one that Mevovo on base. Rabbi Shimon, the use of Rabbi Chayim is Rabbi Shimon only. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, HaGoyer, Achigoy, Kol Tzorkoy. If he wants to scrape, he has to scrape everything he needs. HaKoydeach, drilling, Achigdach, Kol Tzorkoy, until he drills whatever he needs. HaKoytzis, Achigkotzis, Kol Tzorkoy. Cutting wood has to cut whatever he needs. Doing only partial will not work. Similarly, if he wants to do ibud and or, he wants to process the hides, and only when he does the whole thing. Meaning, what's the machlokes over here to Rabban Rav Shimon? If you do a partial meloch, I didn't do the whole thing, everything I needed, is that considered to be a meloch or not? Rabban would say, yes, even a partial meloch is a meloch. Shimon says if you did only partial, it's not a malacha. So that's why here, when you skin the behemoth, but not fully, it's not considered to be a malacha. That's why Yeshua Menosh Abrecha Breika holds, that's what you do in Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara now, in the following few lines, they don't belong here. But as many times as the Yerushalmi, once you mention a sugya, you quote everything in the sugya. So this has to do with a sugya Masechet Shabbos. And there, Shimon Gamliel said that when someone takes and he finishes a malacha, it's called makeh b'patish. He's taking the hammer and finishing the utensil that he's doing, so he's chayav. So the Shimon Gamliel, even if he did not hit the utensil, only if he hit the kornos. Kornos means they would hit with a hammer on a piece of metal only to train their hand, and then they would hit the kli, the utensil. So even that is chayav, even though he was just training his hand. Someone the kasha of the Shimon Gamliel, ilo not the liktzor v'lo kotzah shema klumu. Someone who picks out a sickle to harvest a field, but he does not harvest. Is he chayav? So why here, if he's doing makir patish, but he did not actually hit the utensil, why is he chayav? Omar Rav Asher of Shimon Gamliel kerabiudo. He holds like abiudo. Tatani has shoivit v'amikatket ala orik. Shoivit and mikatket is referring to hitting the different threads that we have when we're preparing a weave. The chutei shti or orev, the warp or the weft. So the shoivet refers to the warp, and the mekatket refers to the weft. Harei zechayev, he's chayev on that. Rishu kimiyashe biyodo, he's straightening it up, even though he's not really doing a melocha, we're just preparing the melocha. So we're preparing the weave, so he's chayev. Hochev rishu kimiyashe biyodo, here as well, he's preparing himself to go and hit the utensil. So when he's hitting the piece of metal, he's training his hand to do it in a certain way, it's considered to be a melocha because he's preparing to do the makir patish. Continues the Gemara of the Ekter Chalavav, you have to put the fat on the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yolin Chelev Chogi Ad Boikir. You do not let the fats of the Chogi, Korban Chagigo, to wait till the morning. Mashra, throughout the night, you can put the fat of the Korban Chagigo in the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, Vimrei Choyl Kravim B'Yomtev. How can you do that? Korban Chagigo that comes with the Pesach comes on Erev Pesach, comes on Yudal B'Nisan. That's a weekday. how can you take fat of the weekday and put it on the Mizbeach on Yom Tov? We have a din that the fats of korbanos of the weekday can now be put in the Mizbeach on Yom Tov. We're talking when the 14 falls on Shabbos, so now the fats are not of a weekday but of a Shabbos, that you can do in the night of Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Abiyonis asked, in Kishachal Abor Soliyot B'Shabbos, if the 14 fell on a Shabbos, ain't Chagiga Boimu. Korban Chagiga doesn't come then. We'll see it later. Korban Chagiga comes with Korban Pesach only on the weekday, not on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. You have to say, really, we talk about Korban Chagiga that came on the weekday. So why does it say, Lo Yolin Chagchel Chagiat Boikir, you have to wait, that you should not wait till the morning? Omer Torah Krivim Behoid Yoim Shelo Yovoy Lidei Bal Tolim. Meaning you can't put it on Mizbeach in the night. But try to do it in the day before so it won't become noiser in the morning. It doesn't become noiser until it reaches the morning. But you cannot do anything about it in the night. So the Torah says, Korban Chagiga that you bring in Erev Pesach, make sure to put on the Mizbeach before Pesach starts, because once you reach the morning, it will become noiser and you can't do it in the night. So do it in Yibayit Yom so it won't become noiser the next morning. The Torah now also brings another line that belongs to Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And there we learn that once three regalim pass, Yoriv Abal Ta'acher, someone who donated a behemoth to Pesach Mikdash, and three regalim passed, so he's Yoriv Abal Ta'acher. So let's say someone did a donation before Sukkos. Comes Sukkos, that's one regal. Comes Pesach, second regal. Now comes Shavuos. Now if he's going to bring the korban on Shavuos, there's no Abal Ta'acher, because he has that's the third regal. But you cannot bring Nedarim and Nedavis on Shavuos. The din is, you cannot bring donations on a Yom Tov. So he's coming out now, he's coming out Yom Tov, he says, I have a korban to bring. But he can't bring it because it's Yom Tov. So, but why is he over Baal Ta'achir if he can't bring in the last day? Says the Gemara, Ocha kriveim b'od yom shel tavol hidei Baal Ta'achir. The same thing that we just said by us, we say over there. We tell him, your obligation is to bring the korban on Erev Shavuos. Because if you wait till after Shavuos, you're over Baal Ta'achir. You can't bring it on Shavuos. So the Torah tells you, do it the last minute you can, even though on the moment that you're supposed to be over Baal Ta'achir, you can't bring it. So bring it when you could bring it, in order not to get the Baal Ta'achir eventually. Similar to over here, Ben Ar Gemara, that we're saying, don't bring the Korban Chagig in Boid Yoim, so you won't have Baal Tolin in the morning. I'm going to give a different answer. Ilo over v'ivi, Shema'in kosher. If he does bring the korban on Yom Tov, he's not supposed to bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. But if he somehow is able to sneak it in and bring Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov, he's over an aveir of bringing Nedarim and Nedavos on Yom Tov. But did he fulfill his obligation? Yes, he's not over Baal Ta'achir. So it is possible to bring it then. If it's possible to bring it then, therefore he's over Baal Ta'achir. So he doesn't agree with the idea that something that you cannot bring eventually, you're already over Baal Ta'achir earlier. He just says you could bring it in the time that's also to bring. Continues the Gemara according to the Mishnah, it's liyosor, roasting, v'adochas korah, completely cleaning the inside of the behemah, einam doiche, was not doiche, it's Shabbos. So what Tanin, we learned already, chasheicha yotzu v'tzolus b'ischeim. We already learned in the previous parak that it says that it came dark, they went and roasted the Pesach. Masha, you can't roast it on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara from Zayin Wadala, v'at homer hachit, so why have to say by us that you can't roast it on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, lishil shule b'letanor. To tell me, not only can't roast it on Shabbos, you can't even start by putting it into the oven on Shabbos. You have to wait to start the whole process until it's Moitzei Shabbos. Or the Gemara brings another answer. Because we mentioned you cannot carry it and bring it out of the tchum on Shabbos. So already mentioned you can't roast it, even though roasting we already know. And the Gemara goes on to explain that sentence as well. The only issur to do is outside of Yerushalayim, that there is a shusar rabim. If you bring it outside of Yerushalayim, you over issur d'oraisa. But inside Yerushalayim, even though it's outside of the Azor, you could bring the Korban Pesach. Why? Mishun Shavuos Shi'tiru B'Mikdash. That in Yerushalayim, it's not a Shus Harabim. The only reason you can't carry in Yerushalayim is because it's a Karmelitz, it's a Yisur D'Rabbanon, that you're allowed to do for Beis HaMikdash. To bring a Korban in Beis HaMikdash, we allow Shavuos Hutur B'Mikdash L'Tzorech Korban. So if someone does have this Korban Pesach outside of Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, it's only your Yisur D'Rabbanon, then he could bring it even on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Mem Vov.